Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to our last live show, or our last show in general of 2024. So we are here to close out the last year of this year and welcome in the new year. So we are here welcoming, anyway, I'm welcoming you to Martha Norwalk's Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us, your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, or directly, actually, it's much easier to go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And of course, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. All kinds of, you know, the great stories, videos, photographs, and all of that for the year. And we're going to close out the year this year with a recall. It's minor in one way, but huge in another. But so I'll tell you about that shortly. Anyway, golly, last Sunday of the month. And as always, keeping us on track and having to work out bugs before we didn't even get started this morning would be Animal World's production engineer, Nathan Miller, is here. Good morning, Nathan.
Well, if this is all the bad stuff that's going to be happening, let's... glad it's happening at the end of 2024 and not the beginning of 2025.
Yeah, and as you and I already kind of mentioned, planet Mercury in retrograde, we just got through a Mercury in retrograde recently, and it really messes up communications and stuff like that. But Mercury is not in retrograde right now. It has been direct, but
I'm pretty convinced it still is. I mean,
I totally agree with you, because I've had all kinds of Mercury type retrograde stuff going on, you know, through the holidays and stuff. And started today, like, you know, I'm not in the studio today where I'm zooming in. So I zoom in with Nathan early, and so we can record my promo and do all kinds of stuff and be ready to go when it's time. And, you know, we got everything set up, and I'm just sitting here, and then all of a sudden my audio stuff goes nuts. And, and there's all kinds of things coming up on my screen saying things, and I haven't done anything. I haven't touched anything. I've moved. I'm just sitting here. Anyway, that went on for, a few minutes, and then Nathan's brilliant suggestion. Why don't you just unplug and plug back in?
The good old IT.
We did that little solution. Technical unplug it, plug it back in, and lo and behold, fingers crossed, it seems to have solved the problem. Anyway, so if things go weird on the audio land, something's going on, we don't know, but we'll get it fixed.
Anyway, it's been stable so far, knock on wood.
Alrighty, so we've had we had an extra Sunday month here in December, so our schedule's a little different than it normally is. Usually on the last Sunday of the month, I take that Sunday off and we run an encore show, but because we had five Sundays in the month, for the first time I got to take the week of Christmas off, and so we did our encore show last Sunday, and we are live today, and have a special end of the year show for you. Second hour, 10 o'clock, we're going to be joined by Merritt and Beth Clifton from animals24-7.org. And I just got to say, I think the most knowledgeable people about animal stuff on the planet that I've ever connected with. I mean, these guys are such a wealth of information. They're going to help us kind of wrap up the whole year of animal news. And man, when I asked them to do this, blows me away, all the things that they cover. And I hope that we can get to the whole list of, they've got major statistics involved with dogs and that sort of thing that we'll cover, but then all the different events. And believe it or not, Nathan, it's almost like the biggest probable story, animal story and of serious concern, is actually going on right now.
Oh, really?
You know, yeah. Yeah. All right.
We better pay attention here.
Yep. So I'll tell you, this is, and I think I've kind of decided that we'll probably cover this first so that we don't run out of time and can't cover the biggest story. But there's a major concern. Now, this is a headline off of my news feed from yesterday. We, quote, have our head in the sand, unquote. Health experts warn U.S. isn't reacting fast enough to threat of bird flu. And so that's a big story that's building and has the potential for the and that headline is it's kind of right on. I'm real concerned about this. Not only have we got the bird flu isn't just affecting birds anymore, it's getting to other animals, and now it's manifesting in the cat world, wild cats, domestic cats, and there's local stuff going on with it. And anyway, rest assured, Merritt and Beth and animals24-7.org are on top of it and have all the details. Anyway, so we will be covering that news and what's going on and what we need to know and the recall that we're going to cover here shortly. Nathan has to do with it's a local, relatively local raw food that a couple of small batches have been recalled because the scary thing is cat contracted the bird flu from eating raw cat food that was contaminated with the virus. Anyway, kind of scary thing. Now, it's not a big widespread thing. It was only a couple batches. And anyway, we'll cover all those bases once we officially start the show. But it's a serious thing going on. And the rest of the country may have their head in the sand. But by golly, we are not ostriches here. We will look at this and cover the bases with Merritt and Beth and at least keep ourselves informed of what we need to know. And so that we can be wise in what we are doing. And then, so they've got all the statistics from the year and then a list of, oh my gosh, you know, all the stories. And like I said, I just hope that we have time to cover everything. So they will be with us and we will be covering 2024 animal stories and all of that for the 10 o'clock and 11 o'clock hour of the show today. And it's just kind of been raining here nonstop. it's a good rainy Sunday day to stay inside and listen to Animal World. And is it you got rain going on down there, Nathan?
Oh, I didn't get a chance to get the camera set up. If you're going to look outside, all you're going to see is gray and wet.
We were so busy working with microphones and all that sort of stuff. Nathan didn't get to show me what it looks like down there, but I'm assuming it kind of looks exactly like it does here, Nathan, because I think it's the same as going on everywhere.
Yeah, not much to see out there.
Gray, cloudy sky and rain. Is that what's going on down in your neck of the
woods? See. I can't see the Seattle skyline. It looks like there's some maybe like kind of lower fog type clouds going on, or maybe just the mist from the rain in general. But yeah, it's gray and wet out there.
Yeah.
Those and, of you dreaming of a white Christmas, well, you got a wet Christmas instead.
We certainly did, and of course we'll chat I guess we just have to cover everything we need to in this first hour, but we don't have to officially start yet. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. Hanukkah is still going on, right?
And yep.
But Hanukkah started the same day as Christmas, and but Hanukkah isn't just a one day thing. It goes on for a number of days. So Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. And I had a lovely holiday, although it was definitely wet and rainy, but I would much prefer that you know, to cold and icy or snowy or something that would prevent us all from being with our families and so forth. So, Nathan, this is a big Christmas for you. It's the first Christmas in your new condo. So how is your Christmas?
Well, I celebrated at my parents' house and, of course, some of their friends' houses, too. So I didn't really do any celebration within the condo. I just had a couple of decorations put up, didn't get to a tree.
That's what I was wondering. You've been moving in, all that sort of stuff. I didn't know if you'd have time to do. I didn't even know if you'd be motivated to want to decorate and do a tree and stuff. So
I got this little display board, and they're from a housewarming party. There was one that was a Merry Christmas. It was like this board that had that written across it. And then I also got like this Norwegian gnome type thing that was looked like it, like a Norwegian elf, basically. And I set that one up too. And that was my Christmas decorations. Didn't have anything that was lights, but the ones I gave you, I was able to, you know, go to be like the red or green color.
Right, so right.
Well, I could use those for Christmas lights.
Oh, that's cool. And I wonder now, in your condominium, during holiday this season, does everybody in your condominium, are they all decorators for Christmas? Did everybody have lights and decoration all over your condo? Or are you not so much, the condo's not so much people's?
The buildings themselves, they don't really decorate them. Like the HOA doesn't do that. But like the different units, I would say about 30% of them you could see.
Okay.
Maybe they, around their window frames, they would put up those little Christmas lights. And then you could see some trees that were on as well. So there's a pretty good amount, and then some people would put out like a holiday doormats or something like that, but it wasn't super lit up.
All right. And you know, it also occurred to me that this may have been a bit of a bittersweet holiday, a Christmas for you, because, you know, it was the first Christmas that you're in your new condo. But isn't it also the last Christmas that you and your folks and your family are going to, we're in your family house, right?
Right.
Because they're getting ready to move to Tennessee. But I think the house is going on the market.
I've celebrated
soon.
31 Christmases in that house, and next year will be no more.
Someplace else. Yeah.
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 I mean, of course,
wow.
I've celebrated Christmas and other houses before, or other states, with my brother living in Kentucky or Ohio. But yeah, now 31 years of living in this house, and it's time to put that to rest.
Yeah. And, you know, and I'm just thinking now, because the majority of my Christmases, you know, from the time I was a child up to becoming an adult, we're in the house we lived the most years in, which was our big house in Laurelhurst up on the hill. And gosh, so many wonderful holidays and Christmases there. But I have to say, I can't even tell you off the top of my head how many years it's been, Nathan, since we were in that house. And
mm-hmm.
our holidays. But you know, even with my foggy memory, and I have to apologize ahead of time, I'm sort of foggy today because I think I overdid it. I had no willpower this Christmas, and I sort of have a gluten hangover.
Oh.
Yeah, too many Christmas cookies, Nathan.
My
sister-in-law is just such a phenomenal chef and cook, and you know, I think she made 9 different kinds of cookies this year, and an incredible, you know, like chocolate cheesecakes and pies, and oh my gosh.
Not to mention the Mrs. Printables.
Well, yeah, but Mrs. Printables are gluten-free, so
they still got a lot of sugar
apples.
In them.
Well, yeah, but that's not gluten,
okay.
So I can do Mrs. Printables. They're not part of the problem. It's all the gluten and the flour and the, you know, Christmas cookies and stuff. Anyway, so I'm a little foggy, groggy related to gluten stuff, but it was wonderful, and I enjoyed every bite that I've had, and I still have some leftover cookies. I think I'll have to be more prudent. It was really a wonderful holiday. And I know what I was, my train of thought was the memories from, you know, our family home and all of that. really haven't faded over all these years. I can still be right back there and bring up those wonderful memories.
Yeah.
So I'm sure you'll be able to do that too and remember, that house and the memories there. Because I know it's been, a number of decades since we've been in that house, but I remember it, very intensely.
Oh, those things.
So I guess
we'll
that's good news. You always have those wonderful memories.
Yes, I will. Seeing all the tree lit up and, of course, putting it together, all the ornaments and stockings around it. And we also put the little, skirt or whatever you call it that you put at the bottom of the tree so it catches any of the things that might fall off and doesn't really get into your carpet. And then waking up on Christmas morning to see all the stockings suddenly filled up and a bunch of presents under the tree from when Santa came to visit. And the milk and cookies being halfway drunk and ate.
I don't know about you, but our family, my brother is 3 years younger than I, but once we were grown up and out of the house and all of that, we continued to come back to our family home for Christmas, and our major family celebration was always Christmas Eve, and that's when we'd open our gifts to one another, and then Santa Claus came overnight, and so Christmas morning was really Santa Claus coming and all about the kids sort of thing. But we found out that Santa Claus, really didn't know where we were after we left the house, so we would go home to Mom and Dad's and spend Christmas Eve with them and stay overnight. And we did that. Now, my brother, eventually moved out of the area and stuff. And he wasn't quite as dedicated as me in being able to get here and spend the night on Christmas every night. But I, for decades, family, sometimes, part of the time I was married and the stepson and our whole family would go pile in and stay overnight. But I, for decades after moving out, I'd go home Christmas Eve and stay the night, and Santa Claus always came. It's very cool. But a lot of great memories.
Of course, we didn't have a chimney, so we put the milk and cookies out by the front door. That's where Santa Claus had to come in.
Oh, we had a chimney, so they went on the hearth.
Ah.
Anyway, I hope all of you had a lovely holiday and all of that, and that the season is still bringing wonderful feelings for all of you. And of course, we have the big new year coming up this week.
Mm-hmm. And, just a few days away.
Yep. So we have, and I think it's going to be rainy.
Yeah,
Nathan, as far as I've seen from the weather report, that
might not be going into New Year's Day. Rain likely. Might not
well,
be
I'm
the
wondering
most
about
pleasant
New Year's
day
Eve
to be
and
at the Space Needle.
Yeah, I'm wondering about the fireworks at the Space Needle New Year's Eve.
Wasn't it last year they had the big disaster of the drones being out of sync with the fireworks and everything? You remember
that?
Yeah,
I think you might be right. Yeah, yeah. So anyway, I wonder, who knows how it'll go this year. But I am going to cover that. Nathan and I need to get all the business taken care of that we need to in this first hour so that we can devote the second and third hours to Merritt and Beth and all the 2024 stories and all that sort of thing. One of the things I'm going to talk to you about is just a reminder about New Year's Eve and fireworks and loud noises and how to handle your dog friends and animal friends with that sort of stuff. We do have a recall, wouldn't you know? We're going to end the year with a recall. We'll get to that. And current events, not anything new going on. It'll be slow for, probably the this month. And then we'll start picking up with a lot more local events going on for our animal friends. And then we will get to Merritt and Beth. So let's see. Let's haven't officially started the show yet with our prayers and affirmations, but let's take care of our advertisers and stay close to on schedule this hour. Then we'll come back and officially start the show and then get to business, take care of everything we need to before Merritt and Beth join us at 10, and we get in all the 2024 animal stories and such. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
Hi, I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears.
Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference, is now making a difference on Mondays at 3 p.m. and Saturdays at 7:30 a.m. on 880 a.m. Kixie. We invite you to join us so you can make a difference too.
And don't forget to tune in to our Conscious Minutes here on KKNW and Fridays during the John Tesh Show, where you'll catch us following his show every Monday on 880 a.m. Kixie.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Christmas is technically done, but
there's still 12 days.
This is our last chance to hear those jingle cats and dogs and the Christmas carols.
If you really wanted to, you can play them next week because they're still within the 12 days of Christmas.
Oh, well, that's something to consider. Okay. anyway, enjoy them because they're about to go back in their kennels and crates for another year. except when current events rolls around. Oh, gosh. Anyway, we heard from our wonderful Linda Rasmussen at verticalenergyworldwide.com is her website. She is our best bioenergetic synchronization technique and neuroenergetic balancer. We'll be here next Sunday with us for our healing show of the month. And Linda does continue to offer a free session for any of you that call or text her at the number I'm about to give you. And if she's worked with you on the air on one of our healing shows, that doesn't count. You can still have a free session with her in person. She works out of the Interspace facility in the Old Rainier Brewery, or she can work with you remotely over the phone or Zoom or, you know, whatever works out for you. And all you got to do is call or text her. The number to call or text is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And you can have a free session. Then, of course, our premier sound healer, Jude Ponton. The Whispering Dragon Center is now in her home in Shoreline, so it's a great location. Lots of parking. And such a gift to be in the healing room with the gongs and the chimes and have her work with you in person. And she helped me get through a lot. We helped each other this year because Christmas is a bittersweet time for Jude because, of course, you know, Paul, you know, is one of the ones that succumbed to COVID. It was 4 years ago this year, but it happened 2 days after Christmas. So we worked together, actually, for the first time on that day this year, and we're able to brighten each other's days and spirits and all of that good stuff. And Jude is accepting new patients and would love to work with you, and she can work with you in person or remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com. Oh, and also, she did post a wonderful winter solstice video like she does and sounding so it is really wonderful. And if you listen to it, it's really helpful in balancing the energies and so forth. In fact, hindsight being 2020, Nathan, maybe we needed to start the show with that sound attunement with the solstice and so forth. You can access it if you want to watch it and listen to it at the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. It's also on my personal Martha Norwalk page, anyone can access that. So great winter solstice sound attunement. If you would like to listen to that, you'd also find it. I'm sure Jude's posted on her site. So whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook. You can also give Jude a call if you'd like to schedule 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. And of course, I am available as an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer to help you with your dog friends and get things worked out. Boy, did I had a fun session yesterday. A white husky. They only had him less than a week, and what a great dog. We just about a year and a half old, and we just had so much fun. It was a great session. And so I'd love to work with you and help you. I did this morning when I brought up the Animal World email. And by the way, you can shoot us an email during the show, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. But I don't always check that during the week and so forth. And I had checked a few times, but I missed a couple of emails. And one is someone needing help with their dog, and the other one was a wonderful testimonial, Nathan, from some listeners that said, didn't know if I remembered them, but worked with them and their dog a couple of years ago. And they were just sending a thank you for all the information, all they learned from me 2 years ago. And they said they just wanted me to know that I saved their dog and I saved them. And it's always, of course, it's not me. It's Divine Mother and Master St. Francis, you know, that work, that guide me through my work. But man, it's so fun to hear from people like that, you know, 2 years down the line and say, hey, you saved us all. And we're having a fantastic life together. All righty. So Anyway, I apologize. I sometimes miss emails if they go to the Animal World email address. And so if you don't hear from me right away, you can always pick up your call phone and give me a call anytime at 360-217-7258. All righty. So let us officially get the show started, and then we can cover the recall and current events and all that stuff and be ready to wrap up and cover the year in the next 2 hours. So if you haven't been here when I officially start the show, I do that by honoring the saint that's been guiding my work for all these years with the animals. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I do that with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers because it's Sunday and I can. So now, participating with me, we do the couple of prayers, and then I have a pile of affirmations that have proven to be life transforming, and so I share those with you as well. And participating with me on this is completely optional on your part, so you can say them along with me, use them during the week as I do, and I know many of you do, or opt out. Not like dancing when we love train or, you know, play the Jingle Cat stuff, then dancing's required, but this you get to opt out if you'd like. So, going to get started here. First is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, here we go with the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer for us human animals. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti. All righty. Now I got a pile of affirmations here. I say each one of them out loud 3 times, and you can do that along with me or opt out, completely up to you. They're all been chosen and contributed by some of our Animal World family here or there and because of their life-changing power and energy. And this first one came from my spiritual family and was an assignment. Do it once a day. Say it 3 times once a day per a week, see what happens. Changed my life. I still do it every day, and I share it with you. Here we go 3 times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. All right, second affirmation actually came from Linda Rasmussen, and that was an affirmation that, you know, when she works with folks, does a healing session on the show, she usually gives you an affirmation to keep the energy moving, and that's where this affirmation came from, and so many picked up on it, and it was changing so many lives, and I heard so much about it, I started doing it, worked for me too, so we include it here 3 times. And when I say abundance, imagine in your mind the kind of abundance that you need in your life or want in your life at this time. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Ooh, alrighty. Affirmation number 3 comes from the Ananda Institute, the Italian division, and this is the one I use for me and my animals to keep us in the right frame of mind, especially when you go out in the world. Here we go 3 times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, next affirmation comes from Natasha Venter, our medium communicator, personal awareness coach, general psychic gal. She'll be in the 3rd Sunday of next month. And three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. Alrighty, and then we conclude these this pile of affirmations with the Ananda Warrior of Light affirmation. Boy, we need God's light all around this country, all around the world. So as we do this affirmation, send it everywhere you know it's needed. Here we go three times. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me. With the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, and now to officially close our little starting ritual here, Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite, to seat it all in our life, cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me, I trust, I trust, I trust. Alrighty then, we are all spiritualized up for the day, and look at the clock. Let's take care of our advertisers, and then we'll come back, do the recall, current events, talk about New Year's Eve, and get on with the show. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. Raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. And gosh, we're just finding every excuse we can to hold on to the Jingle Cats, their holiday music, and Nathan's come up with a wonderful reason why we can continue next week. And so that was because we'll celebrate the 12 days of Christmas, and that isn't over until
that
after
feast
our
of
next
the
show.
Epiphany, which is on January 6th, and during that time, you know, you observe the visiting of the Magi and the baptism of Jesus. So since the Jingle Cats did We Three Kings, then we can play it for the visitation of the Magi.
Well, all right. So that's probably what we're going to do. How fun. We can stretch it another week. All righty. So we heard from our wonderful New Pro supplements. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. Check them out at the New Pro, N-U-P as in Peter, R-O, newprosupplements.com website. And if you can't find the supplements in your local stores, they're all available on Amazon. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. If you're interested, shoot us an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. AnimalWorldLive@hotmail.com. All righty then. I think, Nathan, we need to start with the recall. And, yeah, it's one of those. It warrants the music. Have here this recall is out this week. If you want the details, you can go to the Animal World Facebook page, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Scroll till you see the big recall word, and then that will bring up the recall. Or you can go directly to my source, which the website is truthaboutpetfood.com. Truthaboutpetfood.com. So this is a voluntary recall of Northwest Naturals brand 2-pound feline turkey recipe raw frozen pet food. So it's the raw turkey food from Northwest Naturals. Now, the good news is for us here, it's not really good. It was sold in our let's see. The good news is it was only a couple of batches, I think, and they isolated the contaminated meat, but it was recalled because this turkey tested positive for the avian bird flu, and unfortunately, to date, one case of illness in a domestic cat has been reported in connection with this issue. So the recalled product is packaged in 2-pound plastic bags with best if used by dates of 5/21/26 and 6/23/26. Product was sold through distributors in our state of Washington and a bunch of other, 12 states in British Columbia, but it was sold in Washington. Recall in conjunction with the Oregon Department of Agriculture. You can take it back to the stores. You can just get rid of it. But it was only batches mentioned, and they got it really quickly. Now, I am also going to follow up on this, and because it was the holiday and this recall just happened, I'm going to be in touch with the other big raw food company and the one that I use, Natural Pet Pantry, and find out what they're doing. How are they making sure that their raw food is safe for our cats? So I will follow up and hopefully have a report for you on that next week. And we've got more coming with Merritt and Beth related to that. But check it out, truthaboutpetfoods.com, or go to Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook, and you can pull up all the details on that recall. Alrighty, then we got to do a quick current events. Not a lot new going on. Alrighty, so speaking of entertainment, there's nothing new other than I just let you know that if you did get a live Christmas tree from Northwest Stream Center, you can return it to them and they'll plant it by a stream if you don't want to keep it and plant it yourself. Other than that, we've got 2025 Furball Auction and Dinner, the annual fundraiser for Homeward Pet Adoption Center. Mark your calendars. It's going to be on May 10th, 2025. And then the annual Tuxes and Tales 2025 will be May 17th at the Fremont Studios, tuxesandtales.org, if you're interested there. And that is pretty much it on the current events list, except I'm going to include it here because we're not going to talk about it with Merritt and Beth, at least not this week. But there is some maybe, you know, or else there'll be good news here. If you remember the story of Nathan, the orca in one of our local pods that lost a baby, died, and that orca carried that baby
about 7 days, it says here,
for many days.
17 days, I think I might have said seven, but it's 17.
Right, that she carried that baby for 17 days. I've got the story up on Animal World Facebook page also. Anyway, she has a new baby. So that's the kind of exciting problem is that, you know, our local orca population is not well and healthy and food supply is questionable. And whether or not baby orcas survive the first year is very, very dicey. So think good thoughts for that baby orca and that she's able to survive and thrive. Anyway, and there's more information on Facebook if you want to check that out. The new baby orca to her mama that carried, you know, her baby for so long and that touched so many hearts around the world. And we'll hope it goes better this time. And all righty then. So we are looking at, Nathan, we've got New Year's Eve coming up this
week. We do, just 2 days away.
Right, and that is the second time of during the year that we get some major fireworks.
Oh, okay.
I think the good news is that it's kind of not like 4th of July where the fireworks can go on all week, you know, mm-hmm. All weekend. It usually is just a big blast related to the new year turning over. So around midnight, you know, and you may get it during the day and stuff, I think.
Yeah, New Year has a time stamp on it.
Yeah.
You know, gotta kind of do them at a midnight.
And I think maybe there's a break for our animal friends because it's in the middle of the week as opposed to being on a weekend. But I did notice yesterday, you know, driving through town that all the, you know, majestic fireworks at the Galaxy Theater. So they're selling fireworks all over Monroe.
Also, that is going to be raining, too.
And I've talked to some of my clients this week saying, oh, boy, our neighborhood really gets nuts. And there's lots and lots of fireworks. So if you've been a listener and you've got dogs, then hopefully you have practiced your jolly routines and have a jolly routine on hand and a jolly routine trigger phrase. You know, like my phrase for Robbie, it's been his for, you know, 12 years. Oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. And when I say, oh, boy, cheese, he knows it means everything's okay. And he's safe and wonderful. So not enough time here in a couple of days to teach a formal jolly routine, but you can use the same concept. Okay. Now, the one little trick you can add to your jolly change in the way the dogs feel about it is you can put a little oil, baby oil or mineral oil, into the dog's ears. You just little dropper and drop it in, and then you would hold the flap of the ear and mush the base of the, kind of squish it with your thumb and forefinger, the base of the ear canal, to you, so you can hear the oil kind of mushing around. That way you know it's coated the eardrum, and it will really tamp down on the sounds. And of course, you know, you can close up your house and you know, play, you know, TV or music or something. But the key is to just make a positive association. You know, if you got a new puppy, you got a new dog, or you haven't laid in any groundwork with the jolly routine, you can just go with the basic concept. Because the worst thing you can do, if your dog is frightened and, you know, the bombs start going off and your dog goes, oh, yikes, oh, God, this is awful, the world's coming to an end. The worst thing you can do is calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, calm down, honey. It's only fireworks. I hate it, too. It'll be over in a little while. You know, calm down, calm down. Well, they don't understand the language. They do get the feelings and all of that. But when you calm, soothe, and sympathize like that, you acknowledge the fear, you reward it, and you seed it deeper on an emotional level. So if you calm, soothe, and sympathize, you're making it worse for your dogs. So what do you just got to drum up the actress or actor inside of you? Have a pocket of the small pieces of the highest value food reward that your dog really, really likes. I use string cheese, rarely an allergen and easy to do. A food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. So you just keep it on your person, and every time a firework goes off, you just say, oh boy, cheese, give your dog some cheese, a piece. More fireworks, oh boy, cheese. Give him a piece of cheese. It's amazing how simple this concept is and how phenomenally well it works. Just so you know, Nathan, I actually, it cost me a counseling session, a job once. I get requests for people, you know, as an animal behavior therapist and dog trainer, to come help them with their dogs. And often that is online. I get a request, you know, through online service, and I have to send a quote back. And I do a, you know, like I always tell you, a free telephone evaluation. So anyway, I got a request from some people, and this was years ago. And they called me, and I talked to them on the phone, and they explained that they were a young couple, and they had just moved into a new apartment, Nathan, and they had two white fluffy models in dog suits. You know, I don't know, Bichons or, you know, something like that. Two white little fluffy dogs. And they explained that their dogs in the new apartment were barking at everything. You know, the elevator, people were in the hall, the neighbors above them, below them, next door. You can kind of relate to those kind of noises, Nathan, and, you know, a condo situation. But anyway, the dogs were barking at everything. And they said that the management was threatening to evict them. And could I help with that? So, of course, yeah, obviously I can help. So must have talked to them in the beginning of the week, because the first day that they were available for me to come and work with them was the Saturday coming up. So we scheduled an appointment for the Saturday. And then the wife says to me, Nathan, she says, you know, Martha, dogs are barking so much, it's so bad, we don't think we'll still be here on Saturday, because we think they're going to have kicked us out by then. So I said, well, okay, I'll give you a little something that you can do that I know won't cause any problems. I didn't tell them how to interrupt the barking or stop it or using my correctional sequences and stuff. I just said, go get a ton of string cheese. Cut it up into little slices, and then each of you carry a pocket full of string cheese with you around the apartment. And then every time there's a sound of any kind, you just say, oh boy, cheese, and give each dog a piece of cheese. So there's another sound. Oh boy, cheese. Give him a cheese. Another sound. Oh boy, cheese. Give him a cheese. Whether they bark or not, just any sound, you say, oh boy, cheese. Give him the cheese.
So I had to.
All right. I said, calm.
I was going to have a quick question I wanted to ask you about the food reward being large enough to taste. Mm-hmm. So let's say your dog is one of those types where they just see something and then immediately it goes down their throat. It like hardly spends any time in their mouth. How do you determine if that food reward is large enough to taste?
Well, because they gobble it, they take it really fast and it's gone. They know they're getting it. Whether mm-hmm. So it's not a big deal.
Okay.
Don't worry about that. Okay. Anyway, so I said, call me if anything, you know, you need me during the week. Otherwise, I'll call and confirm the appointment on Friday. So I didn't hear from him all week. Called him on Friday to confirm our session on Saturday. And the wife gets on the phone and says, well, you know, Martha, that little tip that you gave us worked incredibly well. And we now have the quietest dogs in the apartment. We don't need you anymore. Cancel our appointment. Thanks. Goodbye. So just that little concept alone. And if by chance, Nathan, see, you had moved into your condo with a dog, I'd have been having you do the same thing. Mm-hmm. You know, every time you hear a noise, oh boy, cheese, oh boy, cheese. Okay. If you got the right sales pitch, you can convince dogs of anything. So you can still get your sedation or whatever you would do from your vet, but you may not need it if you use the oil in their ears and you do jollies and make a positive association. You literally can change the way they feel about this stuff. So just remember, you can use string cheese if they like it, or the highest value. Some people like pieces of bacon. Cook up a lot of bacon, crunchy, keep the pieces in your pocket. Oh boy, bacon. Oh boy, bacon. Could be oh boy, hot dog. Oh boy, hot dog. Any good tasty reward that they go, you know, that they really like will help you change it out. So I think that covers us. And I think we are good to wrap up hour number one. And we are going to do that and listen. On the break, we will listen to the Jingle Cats. What else? We're going to hear more Auld Lang Syne. We are blessing 2024 and welcoming in 2025. And then we will welcome animals, 24-7.org. Merritt and Beth Clifton will join us shortly, and they will be with us for the remainder of the show. And man, how we got a list of animal stories and stuff and statistics for you. And hopefully we can zoom through all of this and cover all the bases, but there's a lot of territory to cover. So now, Nathan, we're doing Auld Lang Syne.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I was just going to send us to break when we were just doing Christmas Carol, she said, oh, you better energize them up. Do you think I need to energize up the Auld Lang Syne?
Well, we can energize up the new year.
All right, let's energize up. As far as the song. Okay, all right, so the new year, let's enter, okay. So what I always do when we love train is I do the yogi energization prayer and energize us up. So let's energize up the energy of the new year. All right, here we go. Oh, infinite spirit. Recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind abide in us forever and forever via the new year of 2025. And it'll be coming up soon. All right, stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.